This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, number 700, dedicated by Nisim Farhi. May Hashem bless all of our listeners and watchers who are enjoying this incredible series. It's Maimon Elbaz here from the Torah Show, and our goal is to use cartoons and pictures to illustrate Torah to the best of our abilities. May Hashem get nachas from our project and help it grow and succeed. Especially thank Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh for being the main sponsors of the Living Mishnah series. The Mishnah today is in Yevamot, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. If two sets of a bride and a groom get mixed up and married, now I don't know if this ever happened. This is really what we would call a mudna story, where the chatan and the kala got mixed up, and I guess they must have looked alike. And after they were engaged and had the erusin, so they have a status of an eishes ish, you're not allowed to marry someone else, they got mixed up. So says the Halakha Mishnah, Shinayim shekidshu shtei nashim, there were two men, and each one was Mekadesh, a wife, but at the time of their entering into the chupa marriage, somehow, Mr. A ended up marrying Miss B, and Mr. B ended up marrying Miss A, and it was accidental. Could be this was possible in a case where they really were identically looking. So whatever the story is, Hare Elu Chayavim Mishum Eishet Ish. So since this was not done on purpose, they have to go to the Beit HaMikdash and bring a Korban Chatat. And that will atone for the Avera that they did, which was an Avera Chamura of Eishet Ish. Now, says the Mishnah, Hayu Achin, let's say they were brothers. So now Mishum Eishet Ach. So now they get the extra favor. They're not allowed to marry his brother's wife. And if they were sisters, there's another affair. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. So in that case, if they were brothers and they got mixed up with Eishadish, each one would have to bring two. So that would come out eight carbon chatats being brought there. Again, each one in a case where they were not related to each other, they have to bring one korban chatan. If they were, like we said, related, they would have to bring two. Now, says the Mishnah, Vahavim hayu nidot, what if they were also a nida? So then, mishum nida, then they would have to also bring for the isur of being boel nida. Now, says the Mishnah, umafishin otan shlosha chodeshim shememu barotain. The halacha is that they have to separate for 3 months in this case. Where now, if they were, again, together with an Eishet Ish Beratzon, then they're Aser, and they can never go back to their spouse because it's Nus. But here it was an accident, but still, in such a case, they had to stay away from each other 3 months. Shema Mu Baroten, because maybe they're pregnant, and we have to make sure that there's no Mamzer there. And if there would be a Mamzer, obviously, they would have to separate. But if they were very young and not able to have children, they were too young. In the old days, they used to get married even before they were bat mitzvah. So then, then they would be allowed to be together again. But if they were kohanot, then the fact that they had relations with somebody who was not a kohen, and in such a case, it was an accidental case of zinus, then they would not be allowed to eat teruma from their father's home, who was a kohen. I highly recommend the article Mishnah Elucidated. It's helping me prepare for my shiurim. I used to always rely on this set, but really chaperein, own it, buy it, use it, highlight it, and steig from it. May our learning be nachat ruach to Hashem and to everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.